This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. And Glenn, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Glenn Kelman, the CEO of Redfin.
And you were on the show a few weeks ago, and you mentioned something, which is that the moment that you see as the kind of the Groundhog's Day for the real estate industry is the Super Bowl weekend, that you can kind of look at the success of home sales in that weekend and kind of gives you like some tea leaves for the whole year. Here's a clip of that show. It aired on December 26th. And Glenn, this is when you said that the fate of the housing market for the year, for all of 2019, would be revealed to us on Super Bowl weekend.
That weekend is the weekend where the housing market either goes crazy or it takes a nap.
In February?
Yeah, it's sort of a Groundhog Day for the housing market. What I'll be watching that weekend is just how many people are touring houses, and on Sunday night, how many of them decide to make an offer.
That show has made my life miserable. People come up to me on the street.
People came up to you on the street?
And they say, the Super Bowl happened last week, bro. What's the word? And I can't say anything because of our earnings call. This is the first time that the truth can be revealed.
Right, right, because we were going to have you on the Monday after the Super Bowl, but we couldn't. Can you explain why?
Well, we have to keep a secret because we're announcing our earnings, and we don't want everyone to know about our earnings until we say so.
Right. I thought it was called a gag period, but you informed me it's called
I think it's called the quiet period.
Today on the show, the gag period is over. So, Glenn, we hear from you about what happened to the housing market on Super Bowl weekend.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Airtable. Whether you're building a product, finding your very first customers, or scaling your business, Airtable is powerful enough to keep your team on track. Get $50 in credits today by signing up at airtable.com/indicator. Support also comes from Wix.com. With Wix, you can build your own robust website and web applications. Set up your own databases with serverless, hassle-free coding. Go to Wix.com, that's Wix.com/indicator, to get 10% off.
So you were watching the Super Bowl with your family?
I was. My twin brother is a crazy Patriots fan, and somehow he spent 10 minutes with my son, my oldest son, and turned him into a crazy Patriots fan. And they were like going crazy with each other on the phone. Talking about the game. And all the while, I knew I was going to have to do this interview, and I was worried about our business, so I'm looking at the numbers as they come in.
So all the Kelmans are gathered in the basement. You are, like, looking at the game and looking at your computer.
Yes, there is a game within a game.
So what happened on Super Bowl weekend with the housing market? And specifically, what we're talking about here is the number of Redfin customers who toured a home and then made an offer. And this is compared to those same numbers from the end of 2018, which were apparently looking pretty bad, you said. So, Glenn, what did you guys see?
The housing market is doing a little bit better.
Really?
First of all, I should be clear that numbers have been coming in all through January.
Yes.
There are winter storms. There's a federal government shutdown.
Right.
So in the first 3 or 4 weeks of January, it was very hard to tell. And then the week before the Super Bowl, it was looking kind of good. And then the week of the Super Bowl, it's looking real good. I wouldn't say that we're out of the woods yet, but demand is significantly stronger. And what's really interesting and weird about this is just what a knife's edge the economy is walking on right now. Rates have come down a little bit. They were at 5 and now they're at 4.5.
That's interest rates?
Right. So rates came down.
Yes.
Buyers came back.
Yes.
If you look at all the numbers that compare January 2019 to January 2018, January 2019 is worse.
Wait.
No, it is. It is. I know this is confusing, but stay with me.
But
stay
it's
with
less
me.
Worse?
It's less worse. In the second half of the year, things were pretty bad. If you put a house on the market, it was really hard to find a buyer.
In the second half of 2018?
Yes. And now if you do that, it's still not as easy as it was in January 2018. They were selling like hotcakes. There were bidding wars in almost every American city except for Oklahoma City. And now that isn't the case. But there's a lot more demand than there was in the second half of 2018.
So there was like a dip.
A little more than a dip. There were a lot of people who thought they'd sell their house for $500,000, and then they marked it down to $480,000, and then they marked it down to $460,000, and then they pulled it off the market.
Oh.
And that's just something we hadn't seen in 5 or 6 years. And now I think people are encouraged because rates are lower. They're at their lowest point since April 2018. They were up near 5%, and now they're down to 4.5%. So the rate that you'd pay on a mortgage is down significantly.
That is a lot, yeah.
And inventory is up by about 5%, which isn't so much that you're going to overwhelm demand and have all these price drops, but it's enough that people feel like I can finally buy a house without having to get in a bidding war with 20 other buyers.
Yes.
And so we've seen some signs of life, even in coastal markets where I'd been pretty skeptical. But those markets are coming back too. So I don't think it's on like Donkey Kong, but it's better.
So Groundhog's Day for the housing market happened, and it looks like spring is coming, maybe.
Yeah. I think there's a feeling in the economy right now that the good times are here, but we're not sure how long they're going to last. And it's made everybody just extraordinarily sensitive to economic events.
Well, especially since the last economic downturn, the housing market was so embroiled in it. I think people are really jumpy when it comes to how the housing market's doing.
There's this dance between the housing market and the rest of the economy. It's a huge portion of the economy. And usually the housing market goes down first and it brings the rest of the economy with it. But sometimes the rest of the economy is just so strong that it shrugs it off. If you've got low unemployment, some wage growth, incredible corporate earnings, and a roaring stock market, it's just really hard for people not to buy a house.
So between your brother's wild love of the Patriots and your son's wild love of the Patriots and the housing numbers coming in, and it must have been like a...
It was a highly charged day.
But in a good way, because highly charged can go, like, that can mean anything, but in a good way, highly charged.
Can I tell you what it's like to be a CEO during an earnings call? We were talking about this earlier.
Yes, tell me.
But you want to sound like a DJ on a smooth jazz station. You do not want to seem excitable or flighty or definitely not eccentric.
Today's episode was produced by Constanza Gallardo. Our intern is Willa Rubin. We're edited by Patty Hirsch, and we're a production of NPR.
The world is complicated, and for many of us, history class was a long time ago.
That's where we come in. I'm Rand Abdel-Fattah.
I'm Ramtin Arablouei, and we're the hosts of Throughline, NPR's new history podcast.
Every week, we'll dig into forgotten stories from the moments that shaped our world.
Throughline, history like you've never heard it before.